America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
You've heard us talk about David Femeninio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
All right, so we wanted to delve a little bit into college football today. The dust has settled. Lions made their trade. We've given you some Tigers free agency stuff, odyssey.com rewind. But Rico, you wanted to do a little college ball, and you wanted to bring up Michigan and Michigan State. And I know David, you know, sold me on this pre-show, and I said, great, I'll take a step back. You guys can sell it. And when you want my opinion on this, just break glass in case of emergency, because once I get started, I'm not going to stop.
But you're always welcome.
I want to be a gentleman. No. Dinner's not ready. I'm going to sit there patiently. We'll do small talk first. So tell me where you want to go with this. The new landscape, we just talked about the playoff, but you have Michigan, Michigan State stuff to bring up. I want you and David to sell this.
All right, well, here's the thing, Mike. We kind of went over it in the blitz, and Indiana was that new team that's in there.
Mm-hmm.
And when you see Indiana, it's everything that you want to see because it's an instant turnaround. You brought in a coach, he brought in players, and you're winning games. It's fun. It's exciting. You're seeing touchdowns being scored. That's not the norm. That's
touchdowns?
Almost, it's not, no, the quick turnaround. Not the touchdown.
Not at State, they're not.
Well, which goes into what we're saying. At Michigan, Michigan State, new coach. One school brought in transfers. One school kind of brought in some transfers, too. But it wasn't the impact that you thought. You're not scoring touchdowns. It's not fun. And guess what? Guess two teams' names didn't get mentioned last night, Michigan or Michigan State. Why? Neither one of them are any good. How does this affect you as a fan? Because with the new age of college football, and I know I'm opening myself up for remarks here.
Nope. Personal growth. You're a good human.
But the way we are building teams with new coaches and transfers, have we gotten to the point? It used to be you got 4 years. You got an entire recruiting class. And then, okay, you know what? You got 3 years. And then if you were a major school, yeah, we're not going to be bad for that long. We've now reduced that. You got to win in 2 years. You're on the hot seat, and it gets blown up. Have we reached the point now where 2 years is the new max for a brand new coach, a brand new system, if you're a fan base? With the money involved and with everything involved, 2 years is now what 4 years used to be. If Jonathan Smith and Sherrone Moore are still struggling next year,
okay,
do they get to see year three?
Okay. Can I don't want to derail this, but can I offer you just a slightly different perspective?
Sure.
I'll answer your question. I'm not, but Rico, here's how I was looking at it. And people, you tell me if I'm off base. I feel like both Michigan and Michigan State are at a crossroads offseason. And this plays into what Rico is talking about here. But like, Rico, rather than approach it about, okay, are we firing anybody or how long do you have to rebuild? I think it is baked in. You don't have time to rebuild. You don't. Any State fan thinking Jonathan Smith, this was my one misgiving when you hired him, by the way. You thought you were going to hire D'Antonio 2.0 and he would build it, slow rebuild, relationships, recruiting. Yeah, that's great. Blow it out your ass. That's not the sport anymore. For Sherrone, it's different, right? Sherrone was a part of a national championship team, and his first shot at the big time, this team looks atrocious. I think they're both going to have pressure next year, but work with me on this, Rico. For a Wolverine fan or a Spartan fan, isn't it just about our programs, respectively, have to show they want to be intentional, show that they want to be serious, or they can kindly F off?
Yeah.
I mean, let's just get to brass tacks before David starts yelling. I had this conversation with David off the air, Rico, earlier this morning. And I told him, I said, to do what you want to do, you're going to need to spend about $20 to $25 million next year. So make the decision, right? Like you've got to make the decision. You're standing on a cliff and you know you want to take a dip in the water. You're either too chicken bleep to do it or you take the plunge. And Michigan State's got to do the same damn thing.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I mean, even today, MSU's had a couple of their recruits, which ain't much, offered by good schools. You know what State's going to have to do? Pay more.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just read earlier today, MSU's got some running back they got that Alabama wants. Well, he's good as gone. Yeah, okay, so here's my point. As a Spartan now, I'll separate the Wolverine thing. I'll let David rep them, Rico. To answer your question, I am so far past the way I want it to be or the way it should be. Let's live with the way it is. No slander. This is the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
MSU either pulls a Britt Hume on live TV, right? Sit on the toilet and pull a Britt Hume. He bleeped himself on the air last night. Or get after it. But there's no scenario I'll even be remotely interested moving forward like this. Because the only choice you have, until or unless we have guardrails, the only choice you have is to spend. Now, I know what people are going to say. You'll say, well, what about Army? They don't spend. No, Army has a baked-in advantage that nobody wants to go there, and you have to be the best of the best of the best. And once every 5 years, they'll have the right group of grown-ass killers to go out and do what they're doing. Well, what about Indiana? I will bet you whatever you want, people. Indiana is a flash in the pan because Cignetti brought in 13 guys from James Madison that were all upperclassmen, all conference, and were able to find a quarterback in Curtis Rourke who's canine. Mm-hmm. Curtis Rourke was the MAC player of the year in 2022, and he's walked in and been great. My point to you is if you don't spend, you're dead. So MSU's got to show me they give a damn.
And see, I would
and if
say,
I were a Michigan fan, it would be the same thing, but I don't want to speak for them, so I'll let David and you do that.
No,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. But see, I think you touched upon something, Mike, because yes, for both schools, I think it boils down to, because I think the schools will have the money to spend on players. It's you have to build up your collective. The collective will be the cherry on top. The collective will be, you know what, Mike? We have slotted $1.5 million for our quarterback. Oh, well, somebody wants to pay your quarterback $1.8 million. The collective then supplements that $1.5 million and helps keep that player on campus. Mm-hmm. So if you're Michigan and Michigan State, to show you're serious, you need to have a collective that can keep, not only keep your players there, but entice other players to want to come and play for you. Because you're right. Indiana seniors who know the system, and they basically just became, you know, James Madison 2.0, and they became Indiana and hit the ground running. I don't think it's going to be sustainable, and I think they go back to being Indiana next season. And Cignetti may not even be there. But yes, for Michigan, Michigan State to get serious, you got to come up with a real collective, or else I don't know what you're selling to your fans. Go ahead, David.
Nothing. David, please, I'm sorry. I know I was way too talkative there.
What you guys just said, and Rico, you just said it succinctly. That is exactly the problem that I have with Michigan. I can't see this and have them say, well, you know, our collective isn't where it needs to be. I'm sorry. That's a you problem. Fix it. Because I want to see winning. I want to see winning, and what I need from you to do is show the dedication. Show me that you're serious. Show me that you have a pulse here, and don't give me excuses anymore.
See,
we cannot live in this college football and have excuses.
I think you may be closer than MSU, David, because Sharon Moore is at least coming out and acknowledging. He's embarrassed. And I kind of get this won't happen again on my watch. If I pray to God, you give me another year, I'll fix this thing. You got to have a coach who gets it. You got to have a coach who understands it. Say what you want, Mike. I know how it ended disastrous for Mel Tucker, but Mel Tucker got it. Now, it didn't work out that way, but he said, you know what? We got to be flashy. We got to get the money. We got to go out there and hit, you know, fundraise and bring in money. I'm not seeing that right now at MSU. Michigan is trying, but they realize we made a mistake and we didn't have that. Ohio State has a gigantic collective, and we got nothing.
I'd love to hear from the people. I mean, I could talk about it all damn day, but it's like, for me, it's about you, the fans. I can't view the game the same way, and I surely can't be as passionate. But if I leave that behind and I just ask you, are we at a crossroads with both of our programs? Because the new world of college football is not waiting. And if Rico's right that every year is a new year and every year is a total reset, well, here's what you're doing if you're not spending. You're an NFL team with a cheap owner. Could you survive? No. The NFL, there's no choice but to spend. So you don't get to tell me it's NFL light, shut up, stupid, and like it. Well, then I'm going to tell you, then play like the NFL. I mean, I've sat here and damn near yelled at my friend Rico, who I've known for 15 years, because if I'm MSU, they should have seen where this was going. There needed to be the better part of a $1 billion fundraising drive for a complete stadium renovation and a full-blown five-year NIL layout on a pathway to a national title. And if the donors aren't serious, then shut the program down. But they've done none of that. But be sure to get your artisanal pretzel outside of Section 8. So that, I mean, that's just the bottom line.
It's the walking taco now, Mike.
Whatever it is, brother. You win.
See, here's what I need. I need Michigan to operate like it's the Wings without a salary cap. Go out and get whoever you want because we have to win. Brett Hull,
right.
Come this way. Luke Robitaille, come over.
Like, I love what Michigan. And here's the thing. Make no mistake about it. I can think it's absolutely ridiculous to pay a high school athlete $3-6 million like this alleged Bryce Underwood thing, but I don't knock Michigan for doing it. I think it's brilliant what they're trying to do because it's their only out. You can't present this product to your fans in the new world. You can't.
Right. But first of all, 248-539-9797, but kind of like the NFL, if you swing and you miss and you pay way too much for a player, Aaron Rodgers,
you're effed.
Then you're stuck with him.
Yeah, but guess what? That's called adult accountability. You don't get to just recruit the wrong players and process them out. Good. It's about time these coaches and these schools are held to the fire. Good. Sorry, I get heated about this. Okay, we'll get to the people coming up next.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free health care. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
All right, let's get into it. Look, we're talking about it. I mean, Rico, in one segment, did this playoff preview. Michigan and Michigan State aren't a part of it. Neither fan base is happy. And I do feel like both our teams are getting left behind. And I'm not saying that to be offensive to anyone. I'm not trying to be provocative. I want to know where you're at as a Wolverine or a Spartan. Isn't it kind of bleep or get off the pot? Decide to be a part of the new college football in a big, meaningful, organized way, or F off to the sun. I got better things to do with my Saturday. You wanted to make this like the NFL. Cool. You cashed in my loyalty. Because when it was college football, I cared. And I've made this joke to you privately, Rico, but here's the truth to the listener. Like, I'm not speaking for the Wolverines. I'm talking my Spartans. These guys aren't Spartans. They're nothing. They're a bunch of guys wearing Halloween costumes. They don't know nothing about the school. They weren't here last year, and they won't be here next year. They don't have time to even learn their way around campus, much less learn a rivalry and how much it means to alums like us. So, yeah, figure it out, because I'm not interested at all. Like, I'm at an all-time low where I turned the game off Saturday and didn't care.
Yeah.
Now, That's not me.
See, here's the thing. I'm hoping it doesn't progress to where you're at, Mike. I'm hoping that last year adding all of those transfers was a one-year thing because you had to flip the roster. And that from here on out, you're adding maybe 10 to 15 players, but the other 60 or so have a stake in the game. They know what it is to be a Spartan. So I'm really hoping that this was a one-off this year. But if not, then yes, I can understand where you and other people, and yeah, it really would take away from the game. Because then you want to see that sense of pride that you're not going to get. It's like watching, you know, like Danikos Allen when he went up against Ohio State, and he's angry because the Buckeyes didn't want him, and he took it out on him.
It's game over. And again, like Wolverines and Spartans, like recruiting is nowhere near where it needs to be. Why? Because we're not paying big enough money. So, David, what do people have to say? I can go to the callers or ticket text, whatever you think is more fruitful right now.
100% agree, but my problem is with A.D. Haller and his unserious approach with football. Don't need an arena for sports that doesn't make money. We need to be better at MSU.
Yeah, now listen, I'm not trying to make it personal, and I don't know Alan Haller from a hole in the wall. I'll just tell you I'm not seeing things that lead me to believe he wants Michigan State to be a preeminent college football program. And if that's the case, that's fine. I'm just fully detached. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I think they need to go back. They have to have a collective. And like I said, the collective people, it's the cherry on top. Because I think that every team has a built-in budget for your players. That we're going to pay, let's just arbitrarily say, we have $20 million sitting there for our players to divvy out amongst everybody. The collective then allows you to overpay. Because now this guy just blew up and we want to keep him on campus. It's going to cost us an extra, you know, 200 grand to keep him here. That's what the collective's for. That's what MSU needs. You had it, and then it all fell apart last year, and it kind of blew up in your face in the middle of the season right before a game. It was like, wait, did the collective just go out of business? So you got to do a better job of that.
Rico wins. That was fantastic. All right, go ahead, David.
Year after a national title and both teams are the same, two bleeps in a pod. That's not acceptable at Michigan. Spend money to get better.
Yeah, so I think that person agrees. It's just a crossroads offseason. And again, I don't think Michigan has a problem with their stadium. It's very traditional. People do like it. That's fine. MSU is about a decade behind needing a renovation. And if they couldn't capitalize under the glory years of Mark D'Antonio when I was screaming about a renovation then, dude, when programs like Missouri are putting out renderings that make the LCA LED roof jealous, you know you've got a problem.
Yep.
Get serious or get effed.
Bingo. If U of M or MSU won't pay these players, they might as well just forget about it. Stop playing the sport. We let the best QB in the country flee the state. Come on, do better.
Well, JJ? I think part of your problem. Yeah, well, hold on. No, he's talking about Bryce Underwood. I mean, hey, that's not over yet. I mean, they're making overtures, but guys, you do have to be, you got to be a little self-aware here now. If I'm a great quarterback, I'm not interested in going to Michigan and throwing it 16 times a game. And at LSU, they have Joe Burrow. They have Jaden Daniels. They have Death Valley on a Saturday night and a collection of five-star skill players.
Yeah, Mike.
No disrespect, Samaj Morgan doesn't make it move.
Well, you should know. Think of all of the LSU wide receivers that are in the league.
Dude, it's every year they got two first-rounders.
So,
every year.
Yeah.
You're right.
I'm going to throw to Samaj, or I'm going to throw to the next first-round selection. So, yeah, I'm with you on that.
Yeah, and again, maybe they can pay him the money and get him, and I don't begrudge them for doing it. Like, I wish MSU would do it. But it's like, get serious, or how could you ask me to care?
But see, I do think that it's not just about the money. I do think that you really need a talent evaluator to say, okay, because...
Need a GM, Rico.
You do, because you don't want to just bring in this guy and then all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, we just screwed ourselves because we got to pay this man. Oh boy, and he stinks.
MSU's already got that problem with a couple of players.
Every school has that problem.
They paid a couple of guys who don't even play.
Yeah.
No, I know.
Yeah.
I know, but guess what?
No. But I'm saying, when you go quarterback, that's when this egg on your face.
Yeah, that's a tough deal. Yeah. And look, MSU's living with it. I mean, they paid a better part of $1 million to get Aiden Childs, and now what? We paid for the development?
Yeah.
And then this offseason? I'm just half waiting for someone to come and get Aiden Childs or Nick Marsh.
But see,
that's why I can't care.
No. But see, that's why I probably wouldn't pay Underwood. And I'm not saying, David, your school shouldn't. I would rather go and get that guy, the MAC player of the year. This guy who I've seen him in college. I know he can handle this. And the learning curve will be a lot less than somebody straight out of high school. That almost never works.
Yeah, like if you're going to pay the kid $5 million, I'd rather break off five players for $5 million total and get quality.
Mm-hmm.
Like, here's seven figures. Come here and help me.
Yes.
But look, whatever. At least Michigan is showing signs of getting serious. Signs? I've got nothing for Michigan State. David, a couple more and then we'll go to the callers, okay?
College football is practically dead to me due to NIL, transfer portal, and mega conferences. It is pro sports. Only reason to pay attention is to root for the arrogant hypocrites and Arbor to lose. Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Wonderful.
I've even lost that, to be quite honest with you. Yeah, I mean, I cared the week State played them, but watching Michigan play, it's just whatever to me. None of it feels real, guys. I mean, this is not about Rico. I'm just speaking from the heart. None of it feels real. These guys are all, it's like one big costume party.
It's different. And I think it's an adjustment. It's an adjustment for college football. Mike, it's an adjustment for the fan base. That what you were used to, you know what? We rearranged the furniture. Now you're going to stub your toe a few times because the couch is in a new place. Give it time.
From Tyler, if we lose players like Nick Marsh to the portal because we don't have the money, then I will completely check out of this sport.
But here's the thing. Even if, okay, and again, if you're Michigan, pick a player you want to keep. I'm trying to be inclusive, not exclusive. But if you're Michigan State, okay, let's say you keep Childs and Marsh. That doesn't make you better. You have to keep plus add.
Mm-hmm.
MSU has no mechanism in place that any fan knows what to do or where to go. And there's no connectivity between university and donors on a real fundraising.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there should be something called like the Def Woo Fund, and we're raising $20 million next year to buy a team. Like, there's nothing.
Mike, no. You are hitting it. And that's the problem at MSU, is there needs to be that collective. There needs to be that central place where you know I can go and donate. Like, Indiana, where it's like, oh, look, what like Indiana football. You know what Indiana did? They held something called All In for In. And they raised money, and that helped fund their football team. But yeah, it was called All In for In. MSU needs to do something like that.
Well, and again, I know this is probably lazy to some, but this is how I think about it. Just because the school can't directly pay doesn't mean that the athletic directors are off the hook to spearhead these movements. And whether it's Ward or Alan Haller, I don't have a great amount of faith in either guy. Like, if I'm Alan Haller, my job is to find, okay, how do I connect football program and coach needs with high-level donor university outreach? Guys, we have to get on the same page or we're all getting fired.
Yeah, happened at Pittsburgh. They had the AD. She was a great AD, wasn't a great fundraiser, and they fired her.
That's it. And until I see it from Alan, not interested. All right, good. This was uplifting. It's 60 and sunny, and here I am upset. Thanks, Rico.
No, Mike, 248-539-9797.
We are getting to the phones next. 97.1. All right, straight to the people. Great response to this. And it's something I think it resonates with the college football fans. Let's go to Dana, 97.1. What's up, Dana?
I just wanted to say that Michigan this year had better players than Michigan State, and they coached terribly, and especially on the offensive side of the ball, they were anemic. But they have 4 or 5 first-second-round players, and now Moore's all in. He's up for lots of high-profile players. A lot have committed. And if he doesn't make changes on the offensive side of the ball, it isn't going to matter.
I think what you're bringing up, Dana, is super interesting. Is and I know we're feeling it at Michigan State. You don't have time.
Mm-mm.
Like in the NFL, coaches get fired after a year and a half, and I don't know if that's going to happen in college football. But you're right. Like if Sharon doesn't deliver a really nice year next year, what's the conversation like?
Yeah, I mean it's great that he can recruit. And I think he can, and I think the collective has gotten it together. I mean, they're all in on Bryce. We may not get him, but, you know, they'll get somebody. I do believe that.
I love that you're trying. But, I mean, if you're a Michigan fan coming off the last 3 years you had, how can't you be in that conversation? The kid plays 20 minutes from your campus. So you're right.
I mean,
you're doing what you need to do, it seems.
Yeah, but without some changes on the offensive side, I don't think it'll matter. They have 2 first-rounders. 4 first-second rounders?
Yeah, I think you got 4 players you could comfortably say will be drafted in the first 2 rounds.
Yeah.
3 that, to me, are first-round picks. I mean, I think Will Johnson, Mason Graham, Colston Loveland, Kenneth Grant's probably more of a second-round pick mm-hmm. to me.
Exactly. Exactly. And I just, you know, I don't think they should have been that bad. That's my point.
No. No, and appreciate the call, but I think part of the problem is Michigan maybe has a conflict of identity.
No.
Like they don't want to do certain. Well, I mean, rampant cheating was no problem for them, but like this is a bridge too far.
No.
David, throw the flag.
No. I think that they had, it was more of their own arrogance of we're good with the quarterbacks that we have. If Michigan had just a mediocre quarterback, Mike, you probably would have saw their name last night. They would have been somewhere. If they were not in the top 12, they would have been in the top 20.
It's fair, because Big Ten's terrible.
Right.
For Michigan State, I just don't think there's anyone driving the bus. Don't take that as an insult.
No.
Rico, I don't think there's any leadership. I don't think we have serious business people. I don't think Alan Haller's a visionary. And look, let's face it. If they don't want to be great, well, it's not going to happen through osmosis here. It's not going to be a miracle. Michigan State's a hard place to win big, and I see nothing right now.
I think
nothing. And I like Jonathan Smith.
In order for Michigan State to do this, I think you need everybody on the same page, and I think that there's too many people with their own agendas up there that you need everybody just to come together and collectively come together and get a collective.
Would love to see it. Have no evidence of it. Let's go to John, 97.1. Johnny, what's going on, buddy?
What's going on, Mike and Rico? How y'all doing today?
Hey, John.
Okay, John, where are you at with, I know we're discussing a lot about college football here. Where are you at?
Well, let me first say that I am a Michigan fan, so full disclosure.
okay.
And I do think this, I mean, hey, I understand the world of pay to play that we're living in college football right now. That's just the reality, although I don't particularly like it. But mm-hmm. if I were to look at both programs, Michigan and Michigan State. I think that Jonathan Smith deserves just a bit more time to get the program together than Sherrone Moore for a couple of reasons. Number one, he's coming from a completely different conference, have to learn the Midwest recruiting, all of that good stuff. There's no excuse for Sherrone Moore because you were in this program. You understand what I'm saying? You were in this program. You knew what that quarterback depth chart looked like after J.J. McCarthy, and you did nothing to address it. That's unforgivable to me.
Yeah. No, and listen, let me be clear, John. No one is running Jonathan Smith out on the green and white side. What we're talking about is you don't get 4 or 5 years anymore. Mm-hmm. You just don't. And I'm not going to be mad. I mean, John, how could I be mad at a Spartan who sat there and spent money to go to those games? Or worse, has contributed to the mysterious NIL that you can't find with two hands and a flashlight? And you see Indiana undefeated and in the playoff. And you're sitting here... It's like, John, you know what it is? It's the NFL, John.
Yeah.
And that's the problem.
We have NFLized the college football. And I certainly understand that you don't get a lot of time. I just think that if I were to look at the two, Jonathan Smith should get a little more time than Sherrone Moore.
Agree. I agree totally.
I was begging for when Cam Ward made it known that he was hitting the transfer portal. I was screaming for Michigan to pick up the phone and call him. And looking at what he's doing in Miami, man.
But again, you had to be willing to pay the better part of $3 million.
Yeah. Like and you said, man, either crap or get off the crap.
And that's it. But see, John, that's why I say, look, uh-oh. If Bryce Underwood gets his money. But if I'm Michigan, I'm going out to pay the best quarterback who's already in college. Not getting a high schooler.
I certainly agree with that. You got a more proven track record than a guy coming straight in from high school. I certainly agree with that. But the problem is that he did nothing to address it. You were the offensive coordinator. You knew what that quarterback depth chart looked like, and you did nothing.
Yep. I think with Sherrone next year, you'll know everything you need to know. For Michigan State, it's certainly
you got to get three offensive linemen.
Be good luck.
No,
everybody's looking. No, you're right, but everyone's looking for it. And I'm sorry, but you know they're busy paying people in John's Steak and Onion. They're not serious.
Mike,
Bagel Fraggle, all you can eat.
They gonna bring that back? I think they really look kind of like Michigan realizes they need a quarterback. I think MSU realizes we need at least three O linemen while we're developing these younger guys.
A&M's offering $750,000 to an offensive tackle. MSU's offering a gift certificate to Flats Grill.
Well, you know, Jersey Giants pretty good.
Yeah, Pinball Pete's. Hey, let me do this. Let me give Eddie the last word and we'll move on. Okay, fellas. Eddie, go ahead. Floor is yours.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Hey, Eddie.
Good, Eddie. What's up?
Hey, you know what? You guys are making some good points, and what you guys are talking about, I felt like this for a long time. You know, Michigan's arrogance. And when you go back the last, I think, 3 or 4 years, they had 3 5-star quarterbacks in this state, and they let every last one of them get away. And when you go back and look at Michigan last year, you think about every time they brought in Alex Orji. You never saw him throw the ball. And I believe the reason being because they knew he couldn't throw the ball. But see, the thing is, they're all in with this with Bryce Underwood. If they don't change that offense, it doesn't really matter. He can come here, and if you're not throwing the ball or at least have a balanced offense, what difference does it make? You have to be willing to change that offense. They can't get good receivers. Because who wants to come here and you're not going to throw the ball? I want to ask you guys this. If your son was a 5-star quarterback or a 5-star receiver, would you want him going to Michigan?
No. Take the Michigan State stuff aside. Absolutely not. No, I mean, I'm going to Ole Miss or I'm going to Georgia.
Eddie, think about this. You had Nico Collins. You didn't use him.
Oh, boy.
Exactly. And to that point, at that time, you had Nico Collins, Donovan Peoples-Jones, and Tariq
Black.
And you didn't use them.
Yeah.
You didn't use them. And the thing about that, Michigan had, with those three receivers, they had mismatches all over the field and did not take advantage of it.
Yeah, listen, now you and we're up against it. Bottom line, you won it all last year playing 1940s football. That's great. But moving forward, you're right. There does have to be a shift. And I do think, listen, at least you guys have some evidence that you're getting serious about NIL and doing it right. And I commend you for going after Underwood. No idea if it'll work. No idea if the kid's any good. I happen to share Rico's perspective. I'd rather get a kid who's good for another school now. But for Michigan State, please. Please. Hey, here's a gift certificate to Bilbo's Pizza. I mean, it's just, it's ridiculous.
It's what? LS Taco.
Okay.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.